From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. Today saw cause for optimism in Bonn, Germany, where rival Afghan leaders are meeting. United Nations officials and several delegates reported some progress in discussions about who should run Afghanistan for the next 3 to 4 months. And the Northern Alliance, whose forces now control the north of the country, softened its opposition to international peacekeepers. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Bonn.
Eunice Kanuni, the Northern Alliance chief delegate, had a new interpreter today. He blamed a poor translation for what he called the media's misunderstandings yesterday about his view of a multinational security force.
Our official position is that once a transitional mechanism for Afghanistan is established, and if that requires or necessitates the presence of international peacekeeping force, then we will go with that. We will not oppose that.
Kanuni added that the people of Afghanistan would prefer troops from Islamic countries, and he even suggested a broader mandate for international forces.
As far as the question of the international force is concerned, I also expect that they will control borders of Afghanistan in order to make sure that it's not violated by neighboring countries, and which could destabilize peace and security.
The other delegations, one representing the former king of Afghanistan who lives in Rome, and two other groups of exiles, are pushing for a multinational security force. They want it to be deployed as soon as possible, at least in Kabul, to ensure the functioning of the new interim political structures. And Kanuni said progress has been made also on this other main agenda item.
We have agreed with the other delegations, the Rome process as well as the others, that we will form the Supreme Interim Council. There's agreement also about the interim administration.
Discussion is now centered on the names, the number, and distribution of seats in these two structures, which will be roughly equivalent to a cabinet and a parliament. And Kanuni was more open than yesterday to the participation of the ex-king of Afghanistan. Kanuni described him as an important national and political figure who can ensure Afghanistan's national unity and territorial integrity. This statement came closer to the position of the Rome group of supporters of the former monarch, the 87-year-old Mohammad Zahir Shah. Today, the head of the royalist delegation, Abdul Sattar Sirat, said his group wants the ex-king to be speaker of the new assembly.
He has always the central role in the future of Afghanistan. He is a father of our nation, and he will attend. He will go to Afghanistan regarding to the decision of the Afghan people, starting from this Supreme Council of the National Unity.
UN spokesman Ahmed Fauzi said the four groups are making headway, and they are all aware of the urgency, he said, of forming an interim governing authority in Kabul.
The parties are very close to moving away from the abyss. It's taken them 22 years to climb that cliff. And it can take one little mistake to slip back into the abyss, or one courageous, momentous move forward to create the momentum to rebuild Afghanistan.
UN officials and the delegation said they hope to be able to announce the details of an agreement by Saturday. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Bonn.